Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less. Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Do you enjoy school? Do you love learning? Today, we will learn about a boy who wanted nothing more than to get an education, when an education wasn't readily available to people like him, and helped many more people achieve their dreams of getting an education. On April 5th, 1856, one of the most influential men in our recent history was born. His name was Booker T. Washington. Since he was born before the Civil War, and Virginia was a southern state, Booker's mother was a slave. He did not know his father. When the war started, he was just 5 years old. When the war ended 4 years later, his mother was emancipated, or freed, and she moved Booker and his siblings from Virginia to West Virginia. Soon after the family moved, Booker's mother married Washington Ferguson. Although being free was much better than being a slave, life was still not easy. The family was still impoverished, which means that they were very poor. Booker was only able to go to school from 4 to 9 a.m. After that, Booker went to work. He was just 9 years old. His first job was in a salt furnace, and then he worked in a coal mine. Booker did not allow his difficult circumstances to deter his dreams of getting an education. At the age of 16, he returned to Virginia to go to school. After walking 500 miles to get there, he enrolled himself at the Hamden Normal and Agricultural Institute, which was a school for freed slaves, and found a job as a janitor to support himself. Booker was an excellent student and made only the best grades. After graduating in 1875, he spent 2 years teaching. His days were spent teaching children and his evenings teaching adults. He also continued to pursue his education, studying at Wayland Seminary in Washington, D.C. from 1878 to 1879. After leaving Wayland, Booker began teaching again, this time back at the Hampton Normal and Agricultural Institute. Booker taught at Hampton until 1881, when he was asked to become the principal of a new school for African Americans in Alabama. Booker was only 25 years old when he started at the Tuskegee Normal and Industrial Institute, which later became Tuskegee University. It was at the institute that Booker met George Washington Carver. Booker worked tirelessly to improve the institute. When he first became the principal, there were only two buildings, not many students, and even less money available to the school. Over the 34 years that Booker was at the Institute, he increased the facilities to over 100, the student population to over 1,500, and secured over $2 million in available funds. Booker would continue to work at Tuskegee Normal and Industrial Institute until he died in 1915. In 1901, President Theodore Roosevelt invited Booker to dinner at the White House, making him the first black person to receive such an invitation. This caused quite an uproar in the still segregated country, but President Roosevelt was interested in what Booker had to tell him about racial relations. Booker continued to advise Roosevelt and his successor, President Taft. In addition to his work at Tuskegee, Booker T. Washington wrote books about his experience as a black person during the time of Reconstruction. He is also known for his sense of humor. Harvard University and Dartmouth College both gave Booker honorary degrees. Booker T. Washington believed that the best way for black people to better themselves was through education, so he devoted himself to making it easier for them to do so. Today, the Tuskegee University continues to offer degrees in many areas to a predominantly black student body. Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.